Lawyers for Mexico's notorious drug lord, known as El Chapo, have confirmed they will appeal his conviction. The drug kingpin was found guilty this week, as Matt was telling us earlier in the week, on 10 charges, including the international distribution of cocaine, heroin, and conspiracy to commit murder. Prosecutors have described the three-month trial as a watershed moment in America's war on drugs. But despite this guilty verdict, Mexico's drug cartels are thriving and they have their sights on a new target. Last week, a joint US-Australia investigation uncovered more than $1 billion worth of methamphetamine bound for Australia. This is Assistant Commissioner Bruce Hill of the AFP.
We now believe the Mexican cartels are actively targeting Australia. The intelligence that will be gleaned out of this syndicate alone will provide us with incredible ability to move forward.
AFP Assistant Commissioner Bruce Hill last week. Well, Michael McGowan is a former FBI undercover agent who successfully infiltrated Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel and helped indict El Chapo. He joins us from Denver this morning. Michael McGowan, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Well, thank you, Michael. El Chapo is not so good, perhaps, looking down the barrel of life behind bars. Is this, in your view, Michael, a symbolic victory, or will it have any real impact on the fight against drugs in the Americas?
I think it's a very important prosecution and conviction in the United States. He spent many, many years poisoning our country, and it was time that he was brought to justice within the United States. He went through our court system and process, was found guilty, and now he will face the consequences of those decisions.
I suppose the question is, you know, the impact on the cartel. El Chapo's Sinaloa cartel was one of the leading traffickers of the synthetic opiate fentanyl into the US. Now that it's lost its kingpin, will that impact the cartel's operations? Do we know that for sure?
Well, we don't know for sure. What we know for sure is that he will no longer be able to influence that organization. There are always people in the wings waiting to replace the next leader. We certainly expect that to continue, and I would expect that both the FBI and the DEA will be very interested in who chooses to reemerge as the leader of the Sinaloa cartel.
Last week, Mexico's president, Andrés López Obrador, declared an end to Mexico's war on drugs. He announced the army would no longer prioritize capturing cartel bosses. Is the U.S. relaxed about that?
I certainly can't speak to the United States government, but personally, I am not surprised by that. When we worked our undercover investigation against Mexico in 2009 to 2012, I learned certain things about the highest levels of the Mexican government that the current statement does not surprise me in the least. And I think you recognize some of the testimony that came out in New York kind of confirms that.
Well, the president said that his administration's new tactics of relaxing prohibition and amnesties for low-level drug dealers were having an impact. So what is your view of the presidential approach?
Again, I do not live or work in Mexico. I will leave that to that country to decide how they choose to enforce their drug laws. I just know that from the United States perspective, we will remain vigilant against any traffickers coming out of Mexico, regardless of which cartels. We stand ready to take on the next wave of traffickers.
On a personal level, Michael, you spent years as an undercover agent infiltrating El Chapo's Sinaloa drug cartel. What does his conviction mean to you? I mean, you've seen firsthand how the cartel works and obviously how Mexico's drugs have ruined so many lives in Mexico and America. But what does this mean that he has been charged and convicted?
Yes, from a personal level, it's very satisfying, obviously. Myself and many other FBI agents spent years making that case and making a case against Guzman. And I applaud all the members of the United States law enforcement, investigative and prosecution teams, DEA, New York, everybody worked together to make sure that he ended up in prison for the rest of his life, and it's where he should belong.
Your story in your memoir titled Ghost, My 30 Years as an FBI Undercover Agent, has just been optioned, I understand, to Sylvester Stallone's production company for development as a feature film. Within your story, within your time there, Michael, how did it get pretty frightening at times. What was that like?
No, I get asked that a lot. And when we worked that investigation against Guzman and the Sinaloa cartel, we purported to be a Sicilian crime organization, a very successful, sophisticated. So all of our meetings with the cartel were mainly business type meetings. You would think right. that you were sitting in an IBM or a Google meeting. They were very educated, very articulate, very business savvy. But so weren't we, and we were undercover against the cartel for over 3 years, and they never suspected that we were actually the FBI.
It's 18-7. Our guest is Michael McGowan, a former FBI undercover agent. Michael, it seems as though there's a link now between Australia and these Mexican drug cartels. Last week, US and Australian authorities confiscated almost $1 billion worth of methamphetamine in what was the largest ever shipment bound for Australia. Are you aware that the drug cartels in Mexico have shifted their focus or are shifting their focus to Australia and presumably have other targets as well?
What I do know about the cartels is they are constantly looking for new markets. The reason we were successful in 2009 through 2012 was we purported to be from Europe, and we wanted to open up the European markets. So I'm positive that the cartels are looking to Australia and other venues to look for new markets. And I would suggest to your federal police in Australia to be vigilant, aggressive. I'm sure they're very professional and very competent. You don't want to allow them to get a stronghold in your country. You want to aggressively pursue them from the first instance that there's information that they're coming into your country.
Well, we heard the Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Bruce Hill saying that they believe the Mexican cartels are actively targeting Australia. And I understand this investigation appears to reveal cooperation between the cartels in Mexico and Australian bikie gangs. Would this be a surprising, or is this a common link-up from your experience?
No, that's a common practice. Criminal organizations, just like law enforcement around the world work together to combat crime, and criminal gangs, be they in Mexico, Australia, the United States, they also often form alliances to be successful. So no, that doesn't surprise me in the least.
It's a difficult fight. As you would know, it's going to be difficult for our authorities. The 1.7-ton drugs haul bound for Australia was apparently, the drugs were found in shipping containers labelled as loudspeakers. You know, mm-hmm. How difficult is it for the authorities to intercept drug shipments? We got this one, but, you know, potentially there's a lot more getting through.
Again, you know, it's a constant battle day to day. Federal agencies, regardless if they're in your country or my country, federal investigations and agencies spend every day trying to disrupt and dismantle these organizations. It's a very difficult task. We're not always successful, but they're not always successful. But all we can do is continue the effort. You can't just put up your hand, throw up your hands and quit. You have to go to work every day with the intent of making a case and putting somebody in jail.
Michael McGowan, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Michael McGowan is a former FBI undercover agent who successfully infiltrated Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel, as we were discussing, and helped indict El Chapo. His memoir is titled Ghost, My 30 Years as an FBI Undercover Agent. And keep your eyes open for the movie, I think.